This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Seems like every time you turn around, or change the channel, I guess, is the better analogy, there's another rebooted series on TV. Will and Grace, Fuller House, Roseanne is coming back. Familiar names, and they are back because, well, that's why we've called Michael O'Connell. He's a senior writer at The Hollywood Reporter. Michael, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
Why are we having all these reboots right now?
Well, for one, not much else is working. The last year has seen a rather unexpected wave of rebooted 90s and even a little 80s sitcom television on the broadcast networks.
Yeah.
Roseanne's coming up next month. Will and Grace came on the air in the fall. And now we're getting Murphy Brown. And we may even be getting Mad About You.
Oh, seriously? I hadn't heard that. And I can't decide. Wow. I can't decide if I'm excited or dreading it.
I know. That one's an outlier because the rest of these have been sort of prompted by current events, because all three of those shows touched on politics in America in a way that not many of their contemporaries did. And I think that's part of the impetus. But no, Mad About You, that's a real outlier.
Huh. Well, I guess we'll see how that one goes. Let me ask you this, though. Is it just a lack of creativity that's bringing all this old stuff back? I mean, we're told all the time, we're at peak TV. It's the best time to be doing television because, holy cow, there's all this opportunity.
I don't think it's a lack of creativity so much as it is a byproduct of the sheer abundance of programming and programmers right now. There's going to be over 500 scripted shows on one vehicle or another in the U.S. this year. And it's just so much easier for these shows to make an impact. People want to talk about them. We're talking about them right now. They sell themselves.
Yeah. But here's another point, right? That it's not quite twice as expensive, but it's expensive to produce these reboots, because not only do you have to pay the production costs and the actors and actresses for the new model, you have to pay the person who created the old one as well.
Yes. And one thing that we've seen with this crop is that most of the original creators are involved. Will and Grace, this was prompted by Max Muchnick, one of the co-creators, bringing his cast together for a pro-HRC clip at the end of the 2016 election. Huh. And Roseanne followed right after Will and Grace. And Roseanne being the weird example, because the creator of that show was ousted in the first 13 episodes, but he's still getting paid for this.
Right. So what's your gut then? We're going to see more of these, right? Because it's making money for Hollywood and the studios and everybody involved.
This is going to be a sort of natural ebb and flow, I think, for the next, I would say, decade, maybe. There's not going to be the abundance that there is right now. One of these is going to completely tank, and it's going to make everyone shy away from it.
Right.
So I think these are going to shine bright and brief. And subjects and series that lend themselves to a revival are going to pop back up on the radar, but I don't think that it's going to be the dominant narrative in television.
Without betraying my one-time crush on Helen Hunt, which I just betrayed, are Helen and Paul Reiser going to be involved in the new one of Mad About You?
Helen and Paul have been in talks with Sony. That's an interesting situation because no one is clamoring for that. That anyone was sitting around waiting for Murphy Brown to come back. God bless her. If Mad About You comes back, I don't think it's going to come back on NBC. It would more likely show up on a Hulu or a Netflix, and I feel like that would be a one-off.
Huh. Michael O'Connell writes most recently about all these reboots for The Hollywood Reporter. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you.